This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. We invite you to get a Bible and a pencil or pen and follow along in your Bible and write down the passages as we study the scriptures together. I want you to be a student of the Word of God. I believe it's important that you be able to see in the scriptures what God is really saying to you about Jesus, about the coming kingdom of God, and as what this Voice of Tomorrow program focuses on the coming kingdom of God, because it's real, it's literal, Jesus is the king, and you are a vital, integral part of that kingdom, as you can be a king or queen and to rule and reign with Jesus when that kingdom is established. As we are in the season of Advent, looking toward the day in which we honor the birth of Jesus Christ. Last week we talked from the book of Malachi, and we focused on this passage in Malachi chapter 3, and I want to just pick it up there for a moment before going into this week's lesson as we study, because last week we talked about Jesus being the messenger that was coming, and he is coming in judgment. He is coming to rule. And the scripture in Malachi chapter 3 and starting with verse 2 says, "But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Israel and refine them like gold and silver." And see, Jesus is coming in that day when he comes to rule and reign. He is coming in judgment. And the beginning passage that we started with had to do with people who look at good and call it evil, and vice versa. I want you to take a look at Malachi chapter 2 and verse 17. We touched on it a little bit last week. I want you to see this, that the people worried or wearied the Lord with their words. And the question was asked, well, how have we wearied you? And it's because everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Well, God loves people, but the people that do evil in the sight of the Lord are evil. People who do evil are not good. God loves them as individuals of what they could become if they would change their ways, but God does not like the evil that they do. Yet, we try to share a message of comfort and consolation to people and encourage them that even though they do wrong, they're okay. And the Bible has a definite good and bad side written in it to show people that there is good and there is evil. God represents everything that is good, but Satan is alive and well, and he's the god of this age. But the God of creation, the God of creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever name you want to give him, he is the one true God that is in total control, and he looks at things that are evil, and they are going to be destroyed. And so people that do evil are not good. He loves the people, but they're going to be judged. And when this messenger of which we spoke last week arrives, and that's Jesus, he is going to rule and reign in righteousness, and he is going to judge the wicked. But now, I want you to turn over now into the book of Zephaniah. If you would look at that passage, the book of Zephaniah, it's a short book. It's one that we don't often look at in the scriptures, but it's one that has a very, very important message. In Zephaniah chapter 3, there's a message of hope that there's a good time that is coming. Starting with verse 14, I want to read several verses in Zephaniah chapter 3, starting with verse 14. Shout for joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away his judgment against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You will fear disaster no more. In that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, do not be afraid, O Zion. Do not let your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. I will gather those who grieve about the anointed feasts. They came from you, O Zion. The reproach of exile is a burden on them. Behold, I am going to deal at that time with your oppressors. I will save the lame and gather the outcast. I will turn their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, even at a time when I gather you together. Indeed, I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth. I will restore the fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Last week we talked about Jesus being one that's coming in righteousness to judge. Here we have a hope of restoration. The land is going to be restored. Abraham was promised with his descendants that he would inherit the land, and the land of Israel will belong to the faithful. God promised to Abraham and all his descendants in the book of Genesis. He said, walk north, south, east, and west, and all the land that you see will be yours for your inheritance and for your seed and all your descendants forever. And that has not been fulfilled yet, but it's a promise that is going to be fulfilled. And Jesus is that king. Jesus is the one that is going to set up a kingdom, and all the land of Israel will have Israel and Jerusalem as its capital. There will be security, and I want you to see in this good news promised long ago here in Zephaniah, the Messiah will personally reign. In verse 15, he said, the Lord has taken away your judgments. He's cleared your way before your enemies. The King, the Lord, is in your midst. He is with you. Jesus will come, and he will be amongst the people and set up a kingdom. This millennium is going to be a time when the bad will be replaced with good. The mental and physical illnesses will be done away. There will be our foes will be done away. There will be security. Our enemies will be punished. Israel will be restored in the land that they were promised. Jesus, the Messiah, he fulfills all of this. I want you to look at the gospel in the Gospel of Luke. And the first chapter, the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary and Joseph. And in this particular passage, the angel Gabriel is speaking to Mary specifically. And the angel Gabriel tells Mary, prior to the birth of Jesus, it gives her a message of hope, an announcement about the birth of the Son of God, the Son of Man. And he said, the angel said to Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. This is verse 30 of Luke 1. Be not afraid, you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. We have a ruling king, a reigning king over the house of Jacob, over the sitting on the throne of David. He will rule and reign forever and ever. Now, at the time when Jesus sets up this kingdom, life will somewhat go on. There will be people that are born during the millennium. There will be people that die during the millennium. But the righteous, the church of today, the true church, the bride of Christ, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master, have been chosen. They will rule and reign. We will rule and reign as kings and priests with Jesus. And the book of Revelation And chapter 5 bears a very important verse out with this. It said, we have been made to be kings and priests, and we will reign upon the earth. It's Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. The angels are singing a song. And he said, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. You and I are kings and queens in training for rulership in the kingdom of God. And this message here in Zephaniah is a message of hope that the king would be in their midst, a promised king of restoration, one that was going to rule in righteousness, and he would restore to Israel what rightfully belongs to them. Verse 19 in Zephaniah mentions the enemies are going to be destroyed, and it's going to be a great day when finally right will be victorious over wrong. Psalm 37 is one of my favorite passages, and I want to commit that whole chapter to you, that whole psalm, Psalm 37. For in that psalm, there's hope that don't worry about the things that happen today. The day when Jesus comes will be much better. There is hope for the future for those that continue and endure. May God bless you as you continue to be a student of the Word of God.